Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ. TJ, this Mother's Day.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi, welcome in.
Hello.
You know, that's what they say at the stores now when you walk in. Hey, welcome in.
Welcome in.
Welcome in. Yeah, they don't say that to you, Riggins?
Welcome in?
No, because that must mean they don't want you up
they
in there.
Do. It's fine.
Like, look at this. Look at this sour puss coming in here.
Look, that's fine.
Got a sour puss on your face.
I did have a sour puss. I had to go to the vape shop over the weekend. I had a sour puss on my face.
Yeah, you hate the vape shop, or they just didn't have what you wanted?
I went to another vape shop under the same brand. Uh-huh. It's a chain. It was an hour past their opening time, and they were closed. So I was heated by the time I got to the other one in a different town, and she didn't have the stuff I was looking for, and then I got very irritated because I didn't have any nicotine that day, you know? It's like not.
So you were completely out?
I was completely out, and I was like, I need pods for this vape thing. She's like, oh, we don't have those. I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I just went over to the other one. You know, now I'm getting like the nick irritant or whatever.
I think there's one right up the road here that might be able to
help. There's a bunch of them, and they're all... Listen, they're not great about opening at their opening time.
I mean, come on.
By an hour. But it's one thing if it's 15 minutes, but this is like the third time it's happened at this one place under the same brand, different locations, that they're not even there. The other one I went to, the guy's in there, and he goes, sorry, my cash register's, it's my system's acting weird. I'm like, I just need those things right there. You can come, I'll turn the light on when we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then yeah. I'm pissed by the time I get to the other one.
Well, you know what's in their heads.
Dope.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Filled with dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And squirrels, because they're probably crazy to begin with. Got squirrels in their head. Squirrels in their head are high on the dope in their head.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's going on.
That's what it is.
So there's a store around the corner here. I won't say the name of it, but I go there to get some, like, vitamin pre-workout, that kind of stuff. And I got there the other day, and I walked up to the door, and I noticed as I walked up, there's a guy sitting on a chair outside the store, and he's smoking a cigarette. And he looks as if he's wearing the shirt from the store that they have to wear. It's a red shirt. And I pulled on the door, and it's locked. And I, you know, realized, like, quickly, well, it's, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. And the guy looks up at me and goes, hey, then don't trust me enough to let me have a key yet. So I've called the manager and told him the damn door's locked. I said, okay, so you are the employee then. And so that guy came to work and was locked out. Meaning what? The person who was there left and locked the door before he got there? Was he late?
The person that has the key is late.
Yeah, so they work there individually. So at the same store one day, a different Saturday, I walked up at 10 after 10. They open at 10. 10 after 10, I walk up, and there's an old guy standing outside, and or he came up after me. And I'd pulled the door, and I was like, it's locked. And I looked at the time and looked at my phone. I was like, well, no, it says 10. They open. It's 10 after 10. And there was a guy walking up behind me. So he goes, oh, there she goes. And she was going into the grocery store where the Starbucks is. So I guess she'd showed up, open, and come up, locked it. Like, I need coffee. And then she walked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody's here yet.
That's horrible.
You know, Alexis accuses me all the time of being an old fogey. I don't want fun. I'm always against anything that's fun or enjoyable. I'm always grouchy about everything, which is, I think, unfair. And most of the time, the things that she's criticizing me about, saying that I don't want anybody to have any fun, is not a true, honest argument to the point. It's just an easy way to go to the extreme.
Right.
Like Ace, when we say that a graduation ceremony shouldn't be, you know, treated as a party, that people should act accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, and a, you know, it's a ceremony, not a party.
Suddenly you're against celebrations. Right.
And say you hate fun.
And anything that's enjoyable.
Yep.
However, I was so pleasantly surprised to find out that Alexis did something that she normally would have put into the category of my just not wanting to have anybody to have any fun, because of your music choice on the beach when you and your mom were on the beach. And you, she actually put in her little email account of what all went on that she kept the volume just so they mm-hmm. could hear it.
Mm-hmm. Kept thinking of TJ the whole time. Like, let me go out and make sure no one else can hear our music. Because I thought of Ace too. Ace gets so mad when he talks about going up on that hike and there was someone with a backpack that had music on and he was so mad. Yeah, music!
Yeah.
It's like Footloose.
Well, it's a hike up a mountain for a day. For everybody just want to have peace and tranquility and kind of have some thoughts to themselves, and you're bumping it, walking up there like, shut up.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear anybody else's music. That's what my thing is. And people don't want to hear other people's music.
Right. I did have Jelly Roll playing, though.
Well, good. I did, too, when I was on the beach. Yeah. And I was the only one that could hear. Well, except for my sun-kissed wife. She could hear it.
Hmm.
But when other people come up and set up beside you or whatever, even at a beach that I, you know, where it's a private beach, they still have, for the people who are at that, you know, condo complex or whatever, and they come up and turn theirs on and you can hear it, you know, four slots down.
Yeah,
that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they listen to some stupid shit.
Some stupid shit.
They listen to it. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Had you originally been playing loud music before this
trip?
Yeah,
I don't know if I was ever like conscious of it.
See, so what I'm doing here is working.
What are you doing?
Trying to instill values in you that will better society.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Better yourself, better
that's
society.
The thing.
To better.
Because I make the learning fun, you didn't even see it coming.
He is instilling values in you here, Alexis.
You make the learning fun?
Yes, I do.
I think your definition of fun and mine are slightly different.
Mm. Well, okay. I gladly accept that.
Well, I don't know. They're slowly converging, I feel like. I mean, you did spend your vacation watching a lot of TV.
That's true. I know.
Your hot girl summer is looking like a lot like TJ's hot girl summer.
I know. I need to get a comfy couch, a puppy couch.
Yeah, it's kind of what you're into.
And a snuggie.
And a snuggie.
That sounds like the best life.
Yeah, you are moving more and more that direction.
I was looking at something a few minutes ago. It was one of these stories about a designer vagina surgery going awry. You know, you see those all the time where women go in. That's what they call them. You know, the designer vagina procedure. And hers went wrong. It was a nightmare. You know, she got sick, all of this stuff. But nowhere in the article did it say why she was getting the procedure to begin with. When a woman's telling you about her boob job, a lot of times they'll say, yeah, because I was sagging after having two kids, or one of mine was a different size than the other, or they just were too small and I wanted a big ones, and, you know, so forth and so on. But I'm wondering if the designer vagina patients do the same thing, like when they're talking to their friends and all. They're like, yeah, I had to have the procedure done because, I mean, mine was like down to my knees.
Hang like Sleep of Wizard.
You know, yeah. Right. You know, after two kids, after three kids, I mean, the wind is echoing through it when I wear a pair of shorts or a skirt.
Oh God!
It's
like Alexis, I'm whistling. I'm whistling when I walk. Oh.
Almost trip every time I walk. That is so gross.
One side's a lot bigger than the other.
Yuck.
Because it's becoming more and more popular as a procedure. So, and women tell each other all that stuff about their boobs.
Baptism.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know anybody, you know, that I'm close enough to, or that, you know, that I could say, have you had that done? And why did you have it done?
And why did you get that done?
Yeah.
Tell me
about
it. What
was the problem with it? Did it look like a catcher's mitt?
Gross.
Do other women ask that to other women?
No.
Because, like, they'll
That's
ask,
what
like,
I'm wondering. That, yeah. If one woman told her friend, yeah, I had the designer vagina procedure, then the other woman would return with, really? Why? What was the problem? And then they would, I would be willing to bet everything that that's how it happens. Yeah.
Do you think they make it fun and make it rhyme, designer, vagina type situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it includes different kinds of things, like
I didn't know you could pick things.
Yeah, and I wonder where they get the pictures to take to the surgeon. Like, I want it to look
like. Yeah, exactly. Like, I want this part from this one, but I want this part from this one.
Like a celebrities.
Yeah, and I wonder if they do them a lot cheaper in Mexico.
Probably.
You know, like they do the other things, the weight loss surgeries and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. They should, though.
Can you do a transplant for, like, a man?
Oh, okay. What kind of transplant?
Like a junk transplant.
A junk transplant?
Like to swap his for another?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like if he was in an accident and then someone donated their organs, because it's an organ, right? Or it's a muscle. Yeah. But
I mean, they could do it like they do a sex change operation. They could make one.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Why wouldn't they just take someone's?
I just don't know if it stays if it stays viable.
Can you just imagine somebody? I've been on the donor list for.
Yeah. But. I mean, you would also you'd also be telling your friends, "Hey, make sure I get that when you die." You know, I want that. Can you put me on that donor list? And
you
got to
get that. You got to get that thing quick as soon as you die because it loses blood flow.
Can you leave that for me
in
your will? I mean, I wonder if they thought about it. If they haven't, they should look into it.
Yeah, I'm sure they've thought, because you know how much money they could make off of that procedure?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to start having them black market.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Peace for sale.
I thought you were going to say about black guys. We can have like a black guys only. I want Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's penis. You know that thing's huge. I want Shaq's penis.
Dibs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean.
As white as I am, then suddenly just one huge appendage.
You know. How people go around with masking tape and putting their name on the bottom of little trinkets that they want in the will when their parents die.
Post it on your friend's junk. This is mine.
That's all mine.
It's all mine. You better be taking care of it.
And then you tell somebody, hey, that's all mine. And then the rumors start. They won't take it the right way.
Yeah.
Would you tell people if you had that procedure?
The penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I won't word out.
Mm. Ew. Probably showing it off.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Letting all the ladies know.
I would definitely want to see it, though, like if someone told me that, because I want to see if it matches.
Probably doesn't.
But do women who have the other procedure, do they talk about it as much as they do boob jobs? Because women are constantly talking about boobs.
Yeah, I don't think they would.
I don't think so. I've only ever heard about it, them talking about that in one episode of Housewives. I can't remember which one it was.
Mm-hmm. And you think they ever say, why did you have that done? Oh, it's just war slap out.
No, I don't think they said that.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks, all new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, extra funny and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
All right. Does anybody know the details of all of this tea, as the kids say? All of this tea about Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen being in a spat?
Is this why he left? This is not why he left training camp for 11 days, whatever, is it?
I don't know.
They're implying that.
What is the deal?
They're saying she's upset that he's decided to unretire.
Yeah.
Misses all the training camp days, the 11 days or whatever. Now, and then he comes back and does that press conference, and he looks visibly different.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people said, oh, he's clearly had some plastic surgery done. He's sick with something serious, or that the stress of Gisele being upset with him has taken its toll on him.
Well, if the deal was, you're going to retire and then I'm going to go back to working more while you are, you know, handling the kids, and then he unretires, I can see where she would be. She would be upset about that.
She's probably worried about his health, too.
I doubt it.
Stop.
Yeah, I doubt that, seriously, that she's worried about his health. I mean, he's Tom Brady. He's, you know, he's considered a freak of nature, so to speak, to be still performing at the level he is at his age and all that. But here is my thing. They've both reached the pinnacle of their individual careers, right? He's the GOAT. He's accomplished everything that there is to accomplish in the NFL, you know, unless he wanted to keep going until he wins 10 Super Bowls. He's got 7.
Yeah.
But still, at that, he's not, you know, he doesn't have anything left to prove to show that, yes, I am the greatest quarterback of all time. She, even when she's not working full time, is making probably more than he makes during a football season.
Considerably more.
Yeah. So I don't understand why they both wouldn't just use work as a side thing to keep themselves occupied. To keep them busy
and away from each other.
No, just to say, hey, why do either one of them have to work full time? Still, is what I'm saying. You want to make sure the kids have a parent all the time, which I admire. But I'm not saying just both retire and sit around the house with nothing to do. Do a few photo shoots a year. Go do some openings at, you know, in Milan or whatever you want to do. He can go do some commentary. He can go coach quarterbacks somewhere for a little, do clinics. I mean, all this stuff just to keep you busy. But I don't understand why people who have so much money at a young age, who've already accomplished everything in their field, and they have enough money that their great, great grandchildren will never want for anything, why they keep and just tearing themselves into areas where they're in such high demand. They've got so many responsibilities. They've got so much pressure. Why do you keep doing that to yourself when you don't have to?
Do you mean you're saying you think he should have retired?
Yes. Oh. Yes. He should have retired.
I think in a lot of cases.
Especially if he didn't want to retire, wait a year and then come back out and go, well, you know what? I missed it. I want to come back. Don't retire and then 2 weeks later come back and go, well, no, never mind. And you know what? There's so many players that are doing that now, Ace, unretiring, mm-hmm. that nobody's going to take the first retirement seriously. Sure. It's like an encore at a rock concert.
They're like,
why are you all standing up here cheering and trying to get them back on stage? They're coming back.
Yeah.
You know, just the formality.
Yeah, I think the very thing that makes them great is the same thing that is what leads to this in many cases. They don't know what else to do. Like, all they've ever done is compete. The chip on his shoulder that Tom Brady has, he still has today over being drafted in the sixth round.
But, like, why?
Well, then he needs
because
to get
that's a very,
over it.
Because that's what's made him the greatest quarterback of all time. He finds some reason. This thing about Jordan. They used to say, even when Jordan was the greatest player ever, and he dominated, and people would talk to him on the court, and he would, you know, it, like, he's clearly done enough to laugh it off. But that he would look for reasons to get mad and angry at people because that's what fueled him to go out and have these incredible games. And he found a reason to continue to come back and be better and better and better and better and better.
Tom Brady needs therapy if that's what the situation is. He needs to get out of football and get into therapy.
I agree.
And let it go. Let it go.
They just don't want to not do something.
I know, but he's got three kids.
Yeah.
He's got three kids, and if he did have this deal with his wife, he needs to stand up to that deal.
I agree to that. If they didn't make a deal and he went back on the deal, that's when you're that accomplished, I agree. If you've made the deal and you retired and the deal is done, then you've got to come up with another way to fuel that.
They even said that when Tom Brady signed this contract with Fox Sports that he's going to do commentary after he retires for, what was it, $500 million or something. And they said that played a role, Giselle fully expecting him to retire, stay retired, and that way he could go a couple days a week. He would go do his football thing, but then become a true, figurehead in the house. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't understand is why he wouldn't be so anxious and desirous to get to spend more time with his kids. Huh. I mean, he's not out having to work his ass off to put them through college or any of that kind of stuff. He actually has earned the luxury of, at a young age, getting to be right there with his wife and kids or with his kids all the time. You know how many people would love to have that? And if he's still going around saying it's because I got a chip on my shoulder and I'm looking for a way to win, that he does need therapy.
That's what
I'm
saying.
He needs somebody to sit him down in a comfortable leather chair and ring a bell after an hour and say, I'll see you next week, dumb shit.
What I'm saying by that is he will always find a reason to compete until his body shuts down probably.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but don't let it be a chip on your shoulder that you're still trying to correct after proving to everybody you're one of the best. Example.
Compete with your kids. That's what you need to do. Like, sling them around a little bit on the field.
There was a story going around last week, 2 weeks ago, that he originally was going to sign with the Raiders, and that John Gruden, the then head coach of the Raiders, decided, I don't want him. I want to keep David Carr. I don't want Tom Brady. That Tom Brady and Gronk were going to the Raiders. And Brady had told people it was already searching for houses in Vegas. And when they canceled that, when he went to Tampa, he told people before that, I will show him. I will show him that he made a terrible mistake. And that fueled his run. Like, I'm going to prove to John Gruden that he was wrong in what he did. That just looking for a reason. He didn't know how to shut that off.
Right, but then he did it.
Yeah.
So
I agree, though. If he made the deal, you've done everything there is to do. You've made the deal with your wife, and then you're only retired for a couple of weeks, and you go back. It would kind of make the family feel like, well, what?
Come on, Dad. You said you were going to be around
be here
and
a
stuff.
More often,
you're a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom's such a pain in the ass, though. I mean, that's what it comes down to. She's got to be a real BITCH.
She does. No.
I bet she is, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what makes her laugh.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
She doesn't seem like a jovial person.
And my only experience with seeing her really on anything is when she was yelling that the receivers have to catch the ball, and that's why they lost the Super Bowl. That's the Super Bowl they lost. It's like, well, that's not a good look.
She's actually a very positive person, and she loves crystals.
That's
and
true.
And earth things.
Yeah, she builds them altars.
She's connected to the earth and the universe.
In her bitchy side. Yeah.
We all have a bitchy side, even nature.
That's right.
Well, we were having a serious conversation, Alexis.
Oh, my God.
Until you brought in all that bullshit.
Yeah.
About your little pretend magic rocks and...
Oh, you know, he makes that one Instagram post about retiring. She's like, you on Instagram all day? He's like, all right, this screw it. I'm going back. I can't deal with your nagging my ass. Now.
Okay, now this is interesting. Now. Questions that people have asked about Giselle. What personality type is Giselle? She is an ENFJ, which is a rare and powerful type that can give you the energy and confidence you need to achieve your goals. As an ENFJ, she's super supportive and is always there for those she cares for.
I feel like that's me. I'm an ENFJ.
As the kids say, dilly dilly.
Yeah.
Dilly dilly. Here, here.
That J stands for judging, by the way.
Yes, stay judging, yo ass.
But I'm just damn tired of Tom Brady.
Are you?
Yeah. I like him. I think he's fantastic. He seems like a good guy.
Sure.
I'm just tired of him. He's worn out his welcome.
Yeah. See you, Tommy.
Where are your kids, Tommy?
Get out of here, Tom.
Yeah, they're still young enough where you can participate actively in, like, the fun parts about having kids. They're not super young.
Go coach the team.
Exactly. Yeah, go shit. Do that. Can you imagine his kids' friends, how cool they think it would be for his dad to come coach them?
Yeah, I agree with you about the money thing. But then they always go, well, you don't know who I have to support, and you don't know... You know, even though it seems like you've made more money than God could ever allow you to spend.
How many kids you got with that other one that they had such a trashy divorce?
Just the one. I think he's got the three.
What's her name? Moynihan?
Yeah, I think Bridget Moynihan. I think she's worth like $500 million and he's worth up more than that. He just now started making more than her, you know, when he recently signed that.
Than Bridget Moynihan?
No, than Giselle.
Oh, yeah,
because she makes over $33 million a year. There was one time he won the Super Bowl and made $20 million, and then it was kind of humorous to think he wasn't even the biggest money earner in his own home.
You think he calls her just a little cute pet name? You think he calls her Jizzy?
I hope God, so. He's so dumb.
Come here, Jizzy. Yeah. What if I start calling you Jizzy?
Yeah, she would not know something
about. I'm feeling Jizzy. You feeling better?
Where's my Jizzy?
Ew.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings, too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is social media. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X.
Come on, let's do it!
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Man, they said that during the Tom Brady Jizzy Bunchen spat, they call it, that she took the kids to a water park. That's how she spent the time away, a little breakaway.
So, meaning when he took time away from football to go back?
No, evidently they're in a spat now.
Oh, okay.
Or were in a spat.
Oh. Fighting.
But Jizzy's not just taking those kids in there and telling them to find a locker and all that stuff. And they shut the park down.
Or they have a private area of some
sort.
They're
not going to Great Wolf Lodge. No. See Giselle's fine ass walking through there. Oh my God.
Going to, you know, Raging Waters or whatever it is.
Wayne Wild.
Standing there waiting at the ticket line.
She got a visor on. Yeah. No, they're not doing that.
Just in a wave pool.
Surprised they don't have their own water park in their house.
They probably do.
But you think they take the whole thing, or they have they can't have just a private area, because they can have a private area where they're sitting and hanging out, where they're their base, so to speak. But the kids still have to get out into the park to do all the slides and all.
Yeah, they're fine with that. I bet they're probably in an area to keep. They have security everywhere they go, I'm sure.
I bet they take the whole park.
I would.
That'd be
amazing. Imagine having
a water park.
I love a water park. Oh. But, you know,
no lines.
And no disgusting people.
And you go over and over and over again.
Just the fact there are no lines. As soon as you get off, you go right back up and do it again.
Just like water slides all day. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Never have to see any strangers' toenail fungus.
Ew. Yeah.
True.
Yeah, and all the food I want.
Yeah.
When we were at Universal one year, we did that. Get up and ride before you can ride in the park before the park opens if you stay in there. And me and Peyton and Cade found there was a particular roller coaster. We liked it, but there was nobody else because very few people there for that. And we would ride, get off, and you could actually cut back through right to get back on. Ride in the front, boom. Cut back through, ride in the back, boom. So about the sixth time, Peyton finally goes, "Hey, can we take a break for a minute?" Someone's so upset.
So I think a water park would be one of the greatest places to have all to yourself.
Yes.
Ooh. Water park is good.
That's awesome.
What else? If you could just have it all to yourself for an afternoon.
Like an amusement park or anything?
Anything.
A grocery store.
You would want a grocery store?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like a convenience store.
Is a good, really good choice.
I need a grocery store with an access to microwave.
Well, they probably have it in the break room.
Yeah, something.
So,
basketball arena.
Really?
You like that?
If I could have the arena with the entire basketball floor laid out, that would be incredible. Nobody in there to bother me. You can just shoot and have a great time all day. It'd be awesome.
A zoo. No, I take my answer back. I want the zoo to be number one.
Regular zoo or a heavy petting zoo?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't like how you said that, but...
The bunny ranch.
Ew, stop it.
No, like the one where you can actually see up, like this Lazy Five ranch that we have here, where they come up to and eat out of the window of your car and all that. Mm-hmm. You'd rather that than a regular zoo with enclosures and all?
Can I go into the enclosures and stuff if I'm by myself in there?
No.
Because I want to pet them. No, I would still do a zoo like that. Mm-hmm. Not the Lazy Five. I want to see giraffes.
What if you could have an entire cruise ship to yourself? That would be a good one.
Oh, I changed my
mind. It's the only way I would want to do a cruise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A completely empty cruise ship.
Same rules as the water park, where you don't have to see dirty people.
Mm-hmm. That would be
Natty,
amazing.
Natty Beeble.
Natty Beeble.
What do you get out of the cruise ship? Like what would you do?
You get the pool all to yourself. You get all the food, and you don't have to wait in line for the bartenders.
Alcohol.
Or you get to sleep in one of the big
You get suites. Yeah, big suite. You get the water park included because it's got the slides and the pool.
Yeah,
and then you don't have to, when you port and you're going for a beach excursion, you don't have to wait until they, call your area to get off the boat and, all of that stuff.
I can see that.
So basically, it would just be a clean cruise. And, you don't have to, go to the mustard station or anything. Do that stupid class.
What is that?
Not class, but the drill.
The drill when you have to at the beginning of the cruise. Yeah, I hate that.
And hear the already drunk assholes blowing that whistle on the life jacket. They don't know whose mouth has been on that thing.
Gross.
Ugh.
Gross. You make it sound so appealing. What else would be good?
A beach. I would love to have a whole beach to myself.
So you could really take some thirst traps?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even wear a bathing suit. I'd just be naked.
Yeah.
Eating coconuts.
Yeah, there were...
Like I'm a native.
Like an apple?
Okay, wait. Here's the drawback to the beach trip that we just went on. Seaweed. A lot of it.
Yeah.
Couldn't, you know, they constantly were cleaning the beachfront, and when you went down in the water, that seaweed would come in on your feet. So we didn't spend much time. Oh, we laid out at the beach every day for a little while, but then we'd go back and go to the pool to get in the water and everything. But we were standing down there, and there's a little bit of a reef that's not right outside, 50 yards, 40 yards from the one of the restaurants where the people were out during the day. And Amanda and I, we were just kind of walking down the beach. As we walked up, she goes, those people there, that one, is their top off? And I glanced. There was a guy and a woman, and they were out in the water a little bit. He was kind of right off the beach, just in the water. They were by this reef. He was sitting down in the water with his camera up, and she was up, and she was standing there in her, you can see her bikini bottoms, but her hands were covering. And then when he would say something, she would throw her hands up over her head, and he would take a quick picture. Then she put her hands back, and then turn over her shoulder, then turn around. And
did you guys become best friends with them?
They're taking. Well, we're watching them as we walk up.
It's just like you guys.
They're taking. Yeah. They're taking.
How do you say swingers in Mexico?
Right, for real.
They're taking topless photos, and they're literally 40 yards from the restaurant where people are sitting outside. And I don't know if anybody noticed them or not. And I would have noticed them from where we were sitting had we not been walking right at them, because we were going to walk down and check out that reef. It was just weird.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it so weird?
Didn't seem to bother her at all.
Be taking pictures of people naked?
They were going for it.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I've never taken a naked picture. Well, I'm not going to say that.
GGs.
That would be a lie.
GGs.
Mucho GGs.
Of the border.
But what else would be a good place that you have all to yourself?
Like a, what, you know, what about like a go-kart track?
Yeah. Carnival.
Okay.
Yeah, eat something like with games food. And stuff like yeah. that.
So I lived it. My brother was a manager at Jillian's, which is like Dave and Buster's. That was like
an arcade kind
of. Yeah, it snowed one day in Charlotte and Concord, and it was snowed out, so they closed down all of Concord Mills Mall. But he took us up there in his SUV, and we had access to all the arcade games. He made us chicken tenders and fries. We bowled.
That's what I was going to say, a bowling alley. Yeah, because cool. Bowling alleys have
it
games.
It was everything. I mean, it was truly like a dream come true.
Yeah, that's incredible. Afternoon. That's a great one.
What about have the airport to yourself? Wouldn't that be cool? If you could have the entire airport to yourself?
I can see how that could be kind of fun.
Because they've got all the different restaurants and bars.
Cruise around in those.
Yeah. You can drive the golf cart.
I would sit in the thing where they put your suitcases and just ride around in that thing. Yeah. The conveyor belt. That'd be fun.
Airport's good.
Have you ever been in a school when nobody else was in there? Because your mom worked at the school.
Yeah, I'm sure. During the summer, we'd go up there.
Yeah. It can be creepy, though.
It's weird, yeah.
I had to do, like, weekend school one time because I got in trouble.
What?
Shut up.
Don't go to our high school at night regularly, and it was weird.
Ew. Why did you do that?
My buddy's dad was the assistant principal. He didn't know we were going. So occasionally, if we needed something, he would let us go up there. But sometimes we'd just steal the keys and go up and watch movies. Not everybody had VCRs and all, but they had them in the library. We'd rent movies and watch them on the wall.
You just love stealing stuff.
Or we'd go to the
little B&E, never hurt nobody.
That's right. Or we'd go to the, swear to God, we'd go watch TV, watch sports on the big screen in the football field house. They had a big screen to watch tape on. And one night we walked in, and the coaches were in there watching the World Series game. And they let us hang out. Like, yeah, come on in.
No. Yeah.
What else would be good? Any type of athletic field or stadium or something that you could be in could be fun.
Like a sex shop. Or like a
racetrack or whatever. A sex shop. Is that what you're
saying? Just have the run of the place.
Yeah. I'd be like jousting with huge D's, you know? Sword fight.
You'd be in one of those contests where, you know, you're racing against somebody else to see who can grab the most shit. Whatever you grab wins.
It's like supermarket sweep. Just loading up a cart. It'd be kind of fun, though.
But yeah, I think the bowling alley one would
bowling
be
alley
good.
Be high up on my list.
What about putt-putt, y'all?
Putt-putt would be kind of
yeah, it'd be okay.
Yeah, as long as it's not hot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be out in the heat doing that shit.
What about a bar?
Nah, it's not that
fun. I've been in a bar when I'm the only one in there other than the person.
Yeah, it's really? Sad. Yeah. It's not. That's
you leave those places.
Yeah. Okay. That's not a fun thing.
They were changing my oil next door.
Yeah. Pop over here real quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, damn, you're hurt a little early today.
Yeah. Think, well, are you open? Yeah, well, then I'm not too early.
I would like to do one of the trampoline parks by myself because I don't like other... If I could have the whole place to myself and no one was there, they couldn't laugh at me because I can't jump over the dividers. I always feel like I'm too scared, and so I can't. I just have to jump in the one square.
Oh, then what's the point of going to a trampoline?
Because then I would do it because people couldn't see me. Wow. So if I fell and whatever, it'd
be fine. You ever done the thing where you run down the long trampoline and then jump on the tilted trampoline and it bounces you back?
No, because I'm scared of like I might fall on my face and be embarrassed. But if I was by myself, I would do it.
The trampoline park would be fun by yourself. That'd be cool with nobody in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
there's
then
one right around the corner. We should go do it one day. That's awesome.
There would be nobody there to judge me when I bounce, like I get all excited and bounce about five times and then get winded.
Be done. Yeah.
Hold on. So tired. Like when you're trying to walk on a trampoline while you're winded just to get to the part that's not bouncing anymore. It's like,
Your legs are all crooked going sideways.
Hold on, stop.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up. Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Earlier on the regular old show, we were talking about one of the many, many things we talked about was when you go from calling a female human a girl and start calling her a woman, where you would say, what is that woman's name that's on the Ace and TJ show? And somebody says, oh, that woman's name is Alexis, rather than what's that girl's name? So Alexis is 32. We use that as an example. And Alexis would feel weird being called a woman, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
So this outfit named Julie sent a message and said, girl versus woman convo. You'd never say a 32-year-old man is a boy. Switch genders, and there's not even a discussion on boy versus man. It's a little different because 32-year-old male humans don't refer to themselves as boys.
Boy, yeah.
And they also don't refer to their friends as their boyfriends.
True.
Women refer to their female friends a lot of times as their girlfriend. They also say, where are you going if you're taking off for the weekend with a bunch of same-sex people? And you're female, where are you going? A girls' weekend.
Yeah, or girls' night.
Girls' night, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't say woman's night. That's weird.
You wouldn't say, like, oh, I'm hanging out with the boys?
Hmm?
I'm hanging out with the boys tonight.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just saying you wouldn't refer to yourself as a boy, is what her point was.
Yeah,
this,
right.
This cute Julie here.
I'm just a boy.
Bad boy. Unless you're saying it's your boy. Yeah. Like Ace will say that about himself.
That's right.
Your boy.
Like, your boy.
Who's boy?
Your boy. Your boy's riding a bike with a rash.
That's right.
You
know.
With a rash.
Oh, you know, he's gonna come back with his, you know, buttock folds looking like raw meat.
Ew. Your buttocks folds are going to be like raw meat.
Yeah.
They're going to be tender.
That's disgusting. Pale raw meat. Yeah.
You've given us a lot of visuals today.
And this lady said, I'm 45, a widow, and mother of five grown kids with grandchildren. 90% of the people who meet me refer to me as a girl or lady. And she says that she doesn't look her age, nor does she act like it either.
Oh, hey. Oh, here.
Mm.
Okay, Grandma.
I don't look my age.
Or act like it.
Mm-hmm. So there.
She's been doing freaky things.
Ew.
I think it depends on the like on the person, really.
The woman?
Yeah. I would judge it along the lines of what they look like. Same way I judge everything else.
Right.
She's a woman.
It ultimately comes down to what she looks like.
But I don't really use the term woman a lot. I'm more of a lady user. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I'm more of a lady user.
I say lady. So what's that lady's name that, you know, from church?
Yeah,
that,
I would say the same thing, lady.
With the nice ass.
Not at church.
That ass.
Can't check out people at church.
I'm kidding.
Well, you know, no.
Not allowed.
You're not supposed to.
I check out my wife at church.
That's fun.
She's all dressed up. She's a gift to me from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm. I'll be like,
Show me what you do with that mustard seed, girl.
Oh. Mustard. I'll give you something to multiply.
I'm about to plant this mustard seed. Shit.
So, Ace, you call your 30-year-old wife a girl or a woman?
I would say she's a woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you going to have to swap her out now for a girl? You're a woman now. Got to go.
That's not what I'm into.
Rob, what about Meredith? Is she a girl or a woman?
Woman.
Mm-hmm. He said, that's my woman.
That's my woman.
Yeah, I don't. One of the things that I used as an example this morning was the feminist lady we used to work for who corrected me on saying girl one day. And she said, you mean woman? I don't think that the feminists would like it if, you know, I don't think they like it when woman is preceded by the word my.
That's my woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woman. Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
Yeah. You never really hear that in the upper echelon of society.
You don't.
That's my woman or my man.
My man.
And you can always throw the word Jerry behind it to make your point, as if they're on the Jerry Springer show.
That's my man, Jerry.
Are you looking at my woman?
Or Maury. You can throw Maury on there. This is my woman, Maury.
My man. I like saying my man.
Yes.
I know. Shut up. Whatever.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.